Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wow. Boy, I'll tell you, that is awesome. That is something. Nice job, Charlie.
Fun new open. I can't take too much credit for that, but I get to use it, so that's fun.
That woke you up. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, it was a little bit in the ears there, but you know, we'll work out the kinks as we go forward.
Wow, people are driving off the road.
Yeah, we'll work out the kinks. Well, yeah. So this is our fast break. We'll get a couple of questions for each of you going back and forth today. We're going to start off with Dave and one of the worst kept secrets in sports right now. Bruce Boudreau, I believe, is being called into the office any moment now. 9:30, I think, is the meeting that Michael Russo reported that he's being called into. He's being fired. Everybody knows it. It's happening out in Vancouver. And that got me thinking about coaching and what league is the hardest to coach in? And then a second part of that question, so it's two-parter here for you, Dave. Mm-hmm. Which league is the hardest to coach in, and which league has the most impactful head coach?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Well, to me, the hardest is the NFL. It's just, I mean, you don't have a job for long in the league because if you can't win quick, you're out. There's just too much money, too much. The league is so big that you can't afford as a franchise to hang on to a coach that can't win. You just fall too far behind from everything from ticket sales to free agents not wanting to come there. So I think the NFL is the hardest to coach in. Most impactful coach, I would say, you know, let's go with the NHL. I think... Because if you don't have the right, and I say this just because I know it, right? I mean, if you don't have the right schemes, if you don't have the right guys in place, there's so many changes you can make from lines, from top to bottom, so many variables that I feel like a good coach can get the right combination of guys together to perform. Whereas, and you could argue the NBA is as well, but I'll just go with the NHL because I think you can put in systems and you have to match players' skills to each other to get the best possible outcomes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pete, you got any opinion on that?
Well, yeah, I'll just give you a couple quick answers, which is this. The NFL, there is no patience. There's absolutely none, and this year proves that right in front of us all because of look at all of the guys who literally were around for games, not years, that were losing their jobs. So there is no patience. There is too much money, and they can't afford it. I think impactful, that's a really difficult one to answer, but I think I would still stick with the NFL just because of the fact that when you see who has success and who doesn't, you can see the impact that the guys who are the right guy for the right team, they're there for a while. And you know, you see it with Tomlin at Pittsburgh, and you see it obviously with Belichick at New England, and I think the impact that they bring, even when they're not the team they once were, is pretty amazing to see because there is no Tom Brady up there anymore, right? And you look over and you're losing your quarterback for so many years at Pittsburgh, and yet they're still competitive. And that's that I think says a lot about the impact that the coaches are able to deliver.
Well, it's a good segue there, Pete, into your question, which is about the NFL and how about some good head coaches down in Jacksonville. Doug Peterson going from the number one overall pick to taking Kansas City pretty deep there. They put up a pretty nice fight yesterday against a partially Patrick Mahomes-less Chiefs team. Obviously, Kansas City did end up winning that game, and then Philly knocked the New York Giants out of the park, showing maybe that Vikings defense not so great. Maybe Daniel Jones isn't as good as he appeared against the Vikings. Two more games today, Pete. You got Cincinnati and Joe Burrow taking on the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen. And you got a fun game tonight with the Dallas Cowboys taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Who you got in those games? Who's making it to the championship round?
I think this. I think the home team sweep. So that's obviously Buffalo and the 49ers. And when I look at this one, I like Cincinnati a lot. I've liked them all year, but the problem is they got two of their offensive linemen. So two of the five are out. They're absolutely out. There's no way they're going to play. This isn't some game they're playing there. And so I think because of that, I think just Josh Allen's amazing. The way he can run the football, is, we all know he can throw, but the guy is one of the best running quarterbacks maybe ever in the NFL. And his size, athleticism, and everything is great. I think with the 49ers, I've said this all season long, John Lynch has done an amazing job. He built the defense. He's now built the offense. They traded for Christian McCaffrey, and let's think about this for a second, guys. They got a quarterback in there who's Mr. Irrelevant, and I know it's been pointed out, but I think that has to sink in a little bit, right? I mean, they lose the starting quarterback. They lose the second-string quarterback, and now you got Brock Purdy, and all he is a guy who's lighting it up. So I'm sticking with the Niners, and I think that they take out Dallas.
By the way, they've sent Brock Purdy's bus to the Hall of Fame already. Holy cow, how much do they love this kid? He's already been declared the starter for next year, which is, that's true. I'll take Buffalo tonight, but I'm going to take Dallas in the late game. I think, I love Brock Purdy. He's played really well, but at some point, someone's going to figure him out. Mm-hmm. I think it's Dallas tonight. That's just my gut.
I think I'm on your train too there, Dave. Brock Purdy's been great, but he's a rookie, and rookies make mistakes at some point. Mm-hmm. It's just, when is that going to happen? He's been able to cover it up with such a great team so far. I don't know if I'm picking Dallas quite tonight, but I agree that Brock Purdy needs a little something. Back to you, Dave, with another question. There was a fun moment in the NHL on Friday between the Senators and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Matthew Joseph and Pierre Oliver Joseph taking each other on. And they went to the box for incidental high-sticking penalties against each other. Well, those two guys happened to be brothers, and their parents were in the stands and having a very fun time watching these two have to go to the box after hitting each other in the face with their sticks. My question for you, Dave, who are the greatest brother athletes of all time? They don't have to be in the same sport.
Oh, yes.
They don't have to be, like two NFL players. They could be an NFL player and a baseball player, something like that. Who pops to mind for you
as really great
brothers?
This is a great question. By the way, do you remember, this was a long time ago, had to be maybe in the 90s, early 2000s, maybe some of our listeners remember, Wayne and Keith Primo, who both played in the NHL, they fought each other.
Yep.
Maybe listeners, or Charlie, maybe you remember, but I'm very certain that the two of them fought each other, and they were probably interviewed about it after the game, and I feel like maybe one said, we really hope our parents weren't watching. I love that. Best brother athletes. So I'll start with the Mannings, because you got Peyton and Eli. Cooper, we won't talk about. How'd you like to be Cooper Manning, by the way? Peyton and Eli, both phenomenal quarterbacks in their own rights. I think you have to talk about the Sedin brothers, played in Vancouver. Henrik and who was the other Sedin? There were two Sedins. I'm forgetting the other one's name. But anyway, the Sedin brothers. You have to talk about the Stalls in the NHL. Four kids play in the NHL. Jordan, Jared, Eric, Mark, they all played NHL hockey. That's incredible. Number one, because I cannot imagine what it costs to put four kids through youth hockey, as I put one kid through youth hockey. So I'm glad for their parents. Maybe they got a return on investment with that one. And then I'm also going to go by de facto, because I already talked about them, the Primo brothers. When they fought when I was a kid, it just cracked me up. I'm like, here's two brothers fighting themselves on the ice. So did I get four? The Sedins, the Mannings, the Stalls, and the Primos.
You got
mine.
Full four.
There you go.
Pete, anybody pop to mind for you?
Oh, for me,
the Nigerian brothers.
Yeah, no. And it's not the Gronkowskis, because let's be honest, it was just the one really that did anything. But the Bosa brothers stand out for me. And then you look at the Watts. I mean, you've got JJ, you got TJ, you got Derek. All these guys are playing right now in this era of unbelievable talent. And they're all playing at a high level. So I put those two sets of brothers as pretty high up there for me.
Now, what's the statistic that I've seen? I think the top two scoring brothers in the NHL are Wayne Gretzky and his brother, who scored 1 point
yep.
for his entire
That's
career.
Right.
That's the top scoring duo. So that clearly they're on the list. But Pete, we'll go to you for the last question here. Got to talk about the incident that happened at the Staples Center on Friday. And I don't know if you saw this or have kept up to date with it. Shannon Sharp, of course, talk show host and NFL Hall of Famer, sitting courtside as the Lakers took on the Memphis Grizzlies and got into, I guess you could call it a spat with some of the Grizzlies players, yelling back and forth, threatening each other. He had to be, Shannon Sharp, that is, had to be taken down the tunnel and kind of talked down. He was, oddly enough, allowed back watching the rest of the game, which I thought was a little peculiar, but so be it.
Yeah.
Came out, you know, said, oh, we were talking back and forth, yelling at each other, whatever. But it got me thinking, who, Pete, now, this is a better question maybe for me and Dave, little guys. You're probably not scared of anybody. What athlete are you going to be most scared to fight? Who is going to threaten you and you're going to be like, no, thank you. I'm going to go and sit down. I don't care that I am on the court with my teammates. That's enough for me.
That's a really great question. I don't know if I'd go with size necessarily, but I for sure would go to your guys' favorite sport, it feels like, in hockey. I mean, when I really look at hockey players and the amount of pain they can withstand, I don't want to go against those guys. I think there's a lot of guys in the NFL that I probably wouldn't necessarily be afraid of. Just because, but I think with the hockey players, my goodness, when they, you know, half of them don't have any teeth and they don't seem to care and they're willing to go after you no matter what, there's no end to the thing. I just find the hockey guys to be probably far more difficult to deal with. And Shannon Sharp, by the way, that was crazy. He shouldn't have done it. It's unbelievable at the position that he is in his life right now and the television shows that he does to do what he did. Is absolutely outrageous. I can't believe they let him back in the Staples Center. Mm.
Good call. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'll give you two names. Here you go. One from way back, Bill Romanowski. That guy was crazy. I would never want to meet him in a dark alley. And Ryan Reeves. You said hockey guys. I agree. Ryan Reeves. I saw him one time. I remember seeing him when he was in St. Louis, and I thought, this is before I knew who he was yet because he was playing for the Blues. I thought one of the Rams players had walked in underneath to go to the locker room, maybe as a pep talk. He is a large human being, and he is a bad, bad man. So Romanowski and Reeves for me. And I probably wouldn't fight Pete Najarian either.
That's a good answer.
We've met one time, but I'll tell you. No thanks.
All right, fellas. Well, that's another week's edition of Fast Break. That's all I got for you before we head off to break here.
Good stuff. Love it. Charlie, thanks. Good stuff. All right, we'll put a wrap on the first hour of The Huddle coming up next. You're listening to 830 WCCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.